Listener Production.
Hello, Sheree Coleman here with your Mid-North Coast News. An increase in incidents of aggression and abuse towards council staff has prompted Bellingen Shire to launch a new campaign, showcasing its staff members and the fact that they're more than just their professional roles. Council says some frustrations with council matters can be unfairly directed at staff, with the abuse occurring at work sites, in public spaces, online and over the phone. The Respect is Everyone's Role campaign will see posters put up around the Shire and online, aiming to create a more positive and supportive environment. Police need our help to catch a wanted man who may have travelled to Kempsey. There's an arrest warrant out for 23-year-old William Hickey for robbery offences. The police Facebook page has his photo. If you see him, don't approach him, but instead call 000. New South Wales Maritime is reporting a disturbing spike in boating-related fatalities on the state's waterways. Spokesperson Shane Davey says 14 people have lost their lives since July.
That's double what we saw in the previous financial year. Sadly, 11 of those people were not wearing a life jacket.
Over 30,000 compliance checks have been carried out during the official boating season, with life jackets still the biggest offence. North Coast Waters have claimed 29% of the state's boating-related fatalities over the past decade. And our state continues to attract the highest number of international tourists in the country. More than 352,000 visited the state for a short stay in February, just below pre-COVID levels. The Tourism Industry Council's Paula Martin says New Zealand, the States and Asia remain our biggest markets.
It's evident in the numbers that China is absolutely our emerging market. They're only at 38% of travel at the moment, and they're already, I think there's around 500,000 visitors just in the last quarter alone.
A chance for Coffs to go back-to-back in the AFL North Coast comp this weekend. The Breakers take on Grafton away from home, the Tigers lining up for their first game of the year. Elsewhere, Port host Sawtelle Taormina, the Pies keen to bounce back from last week's loss.